The word of the Lord for today that God has given me, again, it's a season of transitioning for change. And in the book of Ecclesiastic, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 3, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And God has purposed things in our lives for a change, for things for us to change and for us to grow closer to Him. We don't have control over time, but within the time, God works within and outside of the time, and He's transitioning His people for a change to draw closer to Him. So let's look at the word transition. What does that mean? It's a process or a period of changing from one state or a condition to another, to a better place. From one state, one stage, subject or place to another. That's change. What is season? Season is from one time to another time. And God has already given us four seasons, but God has many seasons for His people. And what does transition means in the prophetic? It means to change. It signifies that there is something to leave behind and something to look forward to. See, God said He's doing a new thing in our lives, and He wants us to leave the old things behind, and He's looking, having us to look forward to the new things. A transition means it's an invitation to an intimacy with God, to have a closer walk with Jesus, to walk in divine healing, to walk in divine deliverance. So what is transition? What do you mean by transition? God is bringing forth revival in His people. So He has to place us in a position where we can look at the things that He's doing and be ready to change and not stay in the same place. Because the Bible again says to everything, there's a season and there's a time for a purpose under the sun, under the heavens. So God have already purposed for change in our life. He said, I know the plan that I have for you, plans to prosper you. So if we're doing anything other than what's in God's plan, God sometimes reposition us and refocus us so we can get back on the road of purpose for our destiny. So He has a plan for our life. And so the transition, it signifies that there's something that we need to leave behind. And we can all look at our lives and say, well, God, I need to leave this behind. Maybe I got off track a little bit. I need to leave this behind, but I want to move forward. Paul said, I press towards a mark of the high calling. He was pressing forward. He was looking forward to the things of God and the place that God was taking him. He was no longer in that same place, but he was moving forward. And with the transition, there's a preparation. God said, I'm doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. And in the new thing, it's even like when the day of Pentecost, and when he said, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all in one place, but they moved from that place to another place. And so go with me to Isaiah, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about here. It says Isaiah 43:18-19. It said, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. So when God is transitioning you, taking you from one place to another, He doesn't want you to look at the past, look at even what happened yesterday, even what happened a minute ago. He wants us to be willing to let go of the past and don't dwell in it. What does dwell mean? Dwell means to reside, to live, to stay. God doesn't want us to stay in that place that we were because it keeps us stuck. God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of that place of bondage, into the promised land. God is bringing us out of that place, and He doesn't want us to look back on whatever happened, whatever I went through, God. He doesn't want you to look back on that. He said, because the former things, He said, forget the former things. He said, they don't even dwell on them. He said, behold, in 19, He said, I will do a new thing. And now it shall what? Spring forth. Now it's coming to pass. Now you're going to know it. If you're drawing closer to me, if you're looking by the Spirit, you will see it will spring forth. He said, shall you know it? Yes, you shall know, because God's not going to hide anything from His people. He said, and I will even make the road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. So some of us have been in the wilderness place. Some of us are on the mountaintop. Some of us in wilderness place. Some of us are in the valley. Wherever you at, God said, I'm going to make a road so you can walk through that and still end up in your divine purpose, in your destiny. And he said, in this season, this is a season for time of transition. See, God is about to shift some things in your life. God is going to be shifting some things in our life. And don't be shocked when you're feeling. You say, well, wait a minute. I was doing this, but God's telling us, I'm taking you into a new season because I need you to come from this place to another. I need you to come up higher. I need you to draw closer to me. I need you to come in deeper because I need to show you some things. He said, if you call upon me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Let's turn to Mark, and we can go even deeper with that. When Jesus was talking to the disciples, when they were in on the Sea of Galilee, and after all the miracles he had done that day, he said, but on number four, it says Mark 4:35, I'm reading from, he says, on that same day that he did all the miracles, he did the parable in the mustard seed, and Jesus used different parables. He did different things, and he talked to them and told them about the lights under the basket, the parable of the growing of the seed, the parable of the sower. He explained all that, the purpose of the parable. And he said, but in the evening, he said, now, on that same day, when the evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. So what does that mean? That you're going from one place to another place. And God wants to change some things in your life. God wants to take you from one place to another place. He told him, said, let's cross over. We done what we need to do here. Now we have to go over here. And in that place in Galilee and Gersonis, what happened was that was a place where it was very demonic. And so he had done what he needed to do there. It's time to go over here so I can take you up a little bit higher. God is about to shift some things, saints, I'm telling you. And he says, sometimes, hallelujah, it's about a change in your own life, a change in your family, a change in your children, a change in your finances, a change on your job, a change in your business. God's going to shift some things. He's going to make sure even the change with people, because God is preparing people to come, and he's preparing you and preparing people so you can meet, so you can come into that place that God wants you to be. And even if you look in the scripture, you looked at everybody always transitions one way or another. The Jews transition from slavery to freedom. Joseph transitioned from the pit to the palace. David transitioned from a sheep watcher to a king. And Paul transitioned from a murderer to a merciful, from a student to an author. See, in our lives of transition, we're always transitioning. There's always changes. God wants us to never stay in the same place. He wants you to come up higher. He wants you to come from this place where you were. He said, but come up just a little bit high. When Jesus told disciples, just stay here and pray. Can you pray for 1 hour? I'm going to go up a little bit further. Hallelujah. And so when he told them, he came back, they were asleep. They weren't ready for their transition and their change then. But Jesus went up a little bit higher, and he went up to pray because he knew what was coming. His life was getting ready to transition. He was in divine purpose and destiny of the Lord. And that's what God is happening in our lives. Our lives are full of transitioning. We went from childhood to adulthood. And we're constantly transitioning. We should never, ever be the same. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell somebody, you're going to go in your transition, and you're going to go from depression to joy, from confusion to peace, from frustration to satisfy, from failure to success, from dissatisfied to satisfy, from discouragement to encouragement, from curses to blessings, from sadness to gladness, from a lack of understanding to understanding, from hatred to love, from defeat, hallelujah, to triumph, hallelujah. Some of us are going to be triumph. We're not going to be stuck in that same place that we were before. And God is taking us to a higher place in Him. And in that time of preparation, I'm sorry, in that time of transitioning, God brings us through a preparation. We're being prepared for change. He's positioning us. God isn't allowing things to happen in our lives because He's repositioning, putting the right people in your life. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if you lose a job, you say, well, God, why did I lose that job? Why did that have to happen like that? But see, that's okay. You should rejoice in the God of your salvation because He's repositioning you for something better. He's repositioning you for it to be on your road of destiny. It regardless if you lost it or not, we know that He has something better. One door shut, we all know this. One door shut, another opens. And Jesus is always preparing us for what the Father has ahead, for what He has to do in His kingdom through us. We are being prepared for the kingdom of God. So, and God is going to reposition you. God is changing your role and making sure you're on the road of destiny and what He called to be, you to be. You're about to receive a delivery of God's heavenly supply for the new season and the fresh infilling of His Holy Spirit. God is refilling us, rejuvenating us so that we can walk in divine healing, walk in divine prosperity, walk in divine deliverance, walk in divine attitude that everything would change. God is removing some things that were planted in us that He did not plant because God wants us to walk in His divine will, to walk in His divine purpose. He wants our lives to be aligning according to the order. According to whose order? According to His order. He said, He told the disciples, they asked Him, they said, well, how do we pray? And He said, to pray like this, the order. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We should be praying that God's will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. God is bringing our lives into heaven into one place that we will walk in the heavenly places, walk in the place that God has called us. And He said that thy kingdom would come. Whose kingdom? The Lord Jesus Christ. God's kingdom would come in your life. God's kingdom would have authority in your life. He's given us authority and dominion over the things on the earth. He said, subdue it, overtake it. You don't have to accept anything. You don't have to be stuck if you don't want to be stuck. All you have to do is walk in that authority that God has given you. Allow God to transition you. Allow God to change. Because once you allow God to change, your eyesight, your understanding is different. You'll be able to see truly from the Spirit. And you will take dominion, power, and authority over the earth, over what the enemy has for you and has declared for your life. And you can declare and decree a thing, the Bible says. He said it in Job. He said, a man declare and decree a thing, it shall be established. So you can declare and decree, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can declare and decree a thing that I walk in divine healing. I walk in divine deliverance. I walk in divine prosperity. I walk in the divine purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you make Jesus bigger than your situation, make Jesus bigger than everything on this earth, then He becomes the Lord of everything. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. And as God is preparing us and transitioning us for that change, that we can walk fully in that authority because God has given it to us. And the enemy has fooled some of us and made us feel, God is not with me. God is not there. God said, I'll never leave you or I'll never forsake you. And when God is changing us, He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie or the son of man that I need to repent. He's always there. And your transitioning, your change is just because God so loved us. God is in love with us and want us to love Him back. He just want what's best for us. Jesus said in John 10:10, He said, I've come to give life and give it more abundantly. The enemy come to kill, steal, and to destroy. So we are walking in abundance. As God is transitioning you and changing you, you begin to walk in more of abundance spiritually, physically, financially. You begin to walk in that abundance, but mostly spiritually, because he wants you to come up higher. He wants you to walk with him so he can teach you his ways, his commandments, and his statutes. So what am I saying? I'm saying that God is transitioning us. It's a time of change. It's a time of the season of change, transition, because God is bringing forth a revival. There's a revival coming, saints. There's a revival. God is reviving his people. He's waking up the church. Hallelujah. He's waking us up. He's reviving us once again. So get ready. He's positioning us for that revival. And wherever the revival is, we want to be right there. We want to be a part of that revival. And revival starts with us. It don't start on the outside, but it starts with us. That's the change. That's the transition that God is looking for. And God is doing in each and every one of our lives. Amen.